G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 14. I'm John Barker. Joining me this week is Joel Marshall. No nutter this week. He might have been on the wrong end of a sand shoe crusher, Joel. Seems to be having foot problems. Currently heading back for a bit of rehab to his native Townsville.
Indeed. Yep. So we are going to have to find all the listeners the winners for the weekend, and not a bad weekend of racing. Villiers Day, always a decent race, the Villiers, decent card there at Randwick on Saturday, and of course the Summer Carnival continues to ramp up in Queensland with a couple of stakes races and a new win and you're in to the Stradbroke race called the Gateway.
Yes, indeed. There's also black type in South Australia and Western Australia, and in Victoria, a new Twilight meeting at Flemington. It'll be interesting to see how that goes from the point of view of turnover and attendance. I think just a no rain on the forecast, I don't think, for Saturday. Just low 20s, so might really be a very nice way to spend a summer's Saturday afternoon.
Indeed, yeah, it's not a bad card out there, Flemington, too. Some decent-sized fields. I think it's a pretty decent betting program, I would have thought.
All right, well, the main racing, though, is at Randwick, the time-honoured Villiers Stakes. The first of the features at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Joel, is race three, the Christmas Cup 2400-metre-listed race.
Yeah, three High Bridge was getting home better than anything else in the ATC Cup. That was first up, 2000. Not worried that he gets to 2400 second up. He's a natural stayer. This British import, he was very competitive over this distance last time in. So I've gone his way from seven Miss Moana in form mare. She's up in grade, but she's down in weight. She roll forward. She's hard fit. Won L Ward's racing really well. I'm worried about the 2400. I mean, he's never won at that distance. And the fact that he's giving way to way to his rival. So I think if there's a $2.50 favourite on Saturday you could take on, it's probably him. Having said that, there's not a lot of depth for the field, and four Morton's Fork next best.
Race four, not officially a black type race, but it is worth half a million. It's the Inglis Nursery, obviously for graduates of Inglis Sales. And in Winning Post this week, you have spoken with John Sargent, who's the trainer of one of the five here that have faced the starter before. And that's number one, Incountable, and you're going with Incountable as your selection.
Yeah, he's on top for me. Really liked his run at the Valley on debut in the Inglis Banner. He was in my numbers that day. I didn't have him on top, but thought he showed enough in his trial in New South Wales. I think it was at Wyong, either Wyong or Gosford. And look, he really ran well at the Valley on debut. Probably the barrier beat him. He just went too far back from a wide gate, but he was charging home. Drawn better. He's been back to Sydney, trialled well. James McDonald's been booked for this a few weeks out. I'm sure he would have had other options. So I'm keen on him from three newcomers, five Hot Spring Gold. I thought trialled quite well without being knocked about for Nashua Willow, who takes the ride. 16 Spirituality showed a good turn of foot in his trial, and Wild Ruler has won both trials. Tim Clark aboard in those trials, but he takes the ride on Dubai Star, who of course ran really well at Sandown on debut. So yeah, maybe there's a bit of a lead there. Dubai Star's out of my four, but certainly worth respecting with Incountable though.
We skip over to race six, which is the next of the black type races. It's the Fugen Construction, probably Fugen Construction, Razor Sharp Handicap. It is a listed event over 1200.
Three Passage of Time had the best last 600 first up, just went back from the wide gate, and that wasn't the recipe for success. He is definitely capable of using tactical speed to take up a closer position in running, especially from barrier three. So I think he's a big improver from eight. Signor Fox, I like him back to 1200. He's got a good record at the distance. Five Multaja, a little bit below her best this time in, but she'll get good speed and she'll be finishing off hard. And then one Erythea, who came to hand pretty quickly last prep, and she ran fourth in the Group 1 Kingsford Smith. So she had a decent campaign before she drew wide gates in the 10,000 and the Stradbroke. So she's next in. Number two, Bonhomie, is probably the other one you'd look at for quaddies. He could improve Hugh Bowman back aboard.
The big one is race seven, the Quincy Seltzer Villiers Stakes. It's a handicap over 1600 metres at Group 2 level. It's worth 250,000, as I've written in Winning Post and Best Bets this week. There's a couple of droughts of this race. It's almost 130 years old. No horse has ever won it twice, and that will continue this week because none of the recent winners are entered for this. The only one that's up and going at the moment is Crack Me Up, who is not here. Happy Clappers in the paddock. Sky Boy, whatever happened to him? That was his last race was in the Villiers.
Yeah, he missed the spring, I think, was sort of planned. So, yeah, I'm not sure what he's up to, whether he's had an injury or not.
The other drought in Villiers' history is that of Chris Waller. He's won it once. That was on protest, and that was when it was not over the famous Randwick Mile, but over the less famous 1,400 metres, because it was the season of equine influenza. It was run in January at 1,400 metres. He won it with honour and war, and that was 2008. Since then, he has won 6 Doncasters, 4 Epsoms, 4 George Mains, and 4 Chipping Nortons over the Randwick Mile, but no Villiers. He's got 2 entries here. You give one of them a chance, don't you, Joel?
Yeah, they're both not in the market.
So. No, they're both in the 20s. But now, my fun facts, just to continue with my fun facts, 36 of the past 37 Villiers winners have been 6 or under. 12 of the past 19 have been last start winners. 9 of the past 11 have jumped from gate 6 or wider, and 11 of the past 12 have had 54.5 kilos or less. Last year's winner, Sky Boy, met all those 4 criteria. The only one this year that meets all 4 criteria is number 12, Aqua Divina, which is why I chucked her in as my roughy job, but she's not very well fancied either.
Yeah, look, she's always been a talented mare. She didn't come up last prep, but she looks to have bounced back to winning form. This is a very tough race. I mean, you can make cases for all of these, even the Waller pair. As you said, I've got one of them in my numbers, but yeah, there's really not too many. There's really nothing that I'd be shocked. Maybe Siren's Fury, because her racing pattern's not very good and she doesn't often win, but everything else, I'd... Very tricky race. I've gone with 7 Live and Free, and having said all that, I've made even my best for the day, just because I couldn't really find a best for the rest of the program. But Blinkers went on second up. They backed him 15s into 7s, and he did everything but win. He took an inside run and just got out-bobbed on the line by Ranier. I just think with that run under the belt, third up, Glenn Boss on. Wide draw, you said wide draw's pretty handy in the Villiers, so... I'm with him from 11 LeDuke, the one of the Chris Waller runners. He just had no luck at all in Brisbane last week. I think he should have gone close to winning. 14 Bobbing. Well, his racing pattern just makes him hard to back with confidence, but he was held up in the festival. Once he got out, he did hit the line hard. With the lightweight, he'll be finishing strongly. And 5 Quacker Jack, he'll be on speed, rolling along, giving them plenty to chase. So it's a wide open race, but I'm pretty confident Live and Free will run well. Top 3, so he's a good each-way play at $9.
All right, and Live and Free, as you mentioned, is your best on the card. We wait for the last for your value bet. And, Joel, if you've got a headache coming to the last and want quick relief, you should take Zavance.
Yeah, well, she is a talented mare. Her form last time in was okay, but it reads a lot better now in hindsight. Chasing home the likes of Rila Minruvi, Nikki's Gold, Baccarat Baby, Juniper, all black type form. First up from a break, she was 20-1. She'd never won first up, and I reckon she was going to finish top 3 for sure. She might not have beaten the winner, her stablemate, who had clear air down the outside, but just when she was making her run, she got stopped in her tracks. So she's finished 7th of 10, beaten 4.5 lengths, but that's misleading. Considering she is a second up winner, I think she'll improve. Look, she takes on the boys, but because of that, she drops 3 kilos. Tim Clark to ride. It's a pretty wide open finish to the day. I don't think she should be 20-1. I think she's sort of probably more $11, $12 chance. So I think she's a good play each way in the last. And that's probably about it. None of the other races interest me that we haven't covered.
Alrighty, Flemington, as I mentioned, Twilight meeting starts at 3 o'clock Eastern. We're talking about cricket before, Joel, and you're a little bit nervous with your beloved Black Caps as we record this, just about to take on Australia over in Perth, and this Flemington meeting fits in quite nicely with that. That's 4 o'clock, the first ball is bowled over in Perth, 3 o'clock the first race at Flemington, and the last at 8 o'clock, and relatively early on the program, your specials.
Indeed, race 3, number 2, Adversary, my best. Got a bit of time for this bloke, liked his form last prep, went really close to Fidelia this track over the mile. He was excellent first up on Geelong Cup Day over the 1200, then had a break between runs, went to a Ballarat 1400 metres on Cup Day, Yulong January just ran his rivals ragged there, and look, he had his chance, you know, where he settled in running and just sort of one paced. I think 1400 was too sharp. 1700 Flemington, different story. 2 kilos off for Michael Poy. Pretty keen on him at $8 or $9. I think that's a good price. High Stranger is my value, race 4, number 12. We saw him run some decent races as a 2-year-old at Flemington. Third to Rubisaki, looks nice form. Just too good for them over 1100 first up. Stayed at that distance at Ballarat in the Magic Millions Classic for 3 and 4 year olds, and just found them too sharp. He was getting to the line well late. And again, I think 20 to 1 is probably overs. I guess that's, you know, what, drawn 12 or 13, he's going to get back over 1400. So he's going to need a little bit of luck. That's probably why you're going to get 20 to 1, but I think he's a good chance. And later in the day, I think a good roughie in the last. Bumper Blast, listeners will know I'm a fan of his, and he will be hard to beat, but Indian Thunder, I think, is a chance. Got home nicely last start, big drop in weight, has been competitive at this 84 level, and might be worth including in your multiples around Bumper Blast.
All right, well, with my value bet, I'm taking on Adversary with Imperial Dawn. Our man at Flemington, Daryl Shear, was quite keen on Imperial Dawn on in a tougher race than this on Oaks Day. Bruce briefly loomed and then peaked on her run, and then went to do a midweeker at Sand and finished third behind Car Dashing, who we see on Friday night. So it might give you a bit more confidence, but Imperial Dawn ran about $17 each way. And Super Hard is my value bet, race 5, number 5. As I mentioned, there is black type at Morfordville. It is the Adelaide Galvanising Christmas Handicap, listed event over 1200. Nutter, as I mentioned, is not here, but he and indeed the entire Winning Post panel like number 6, F Troop. And Nutter's other numbers, 8, Columbia, 10, Miss Jane, and 9, Igorlette. Did you have a look at anything at Morfordville?
Nothing at Morfordville for me.
Okay, well, Nutter's best is race 2, number 2, Hearty Lass. And his value bet, race 5, number 7, Blue Bear. Well, we're flying through. I hope you've had a little bit of a look at Eagle Farm, have you, John?
A very slight look at Eagle Farm, yes. So we've got some decent races there.
Well, we have, including the return of the, should have won the Caulfield Guineas. And I was on him, Alligator Blood, for David Van Dyke, has trialled impressively, comes back in the Gold Edition plate listed race, looks very, very suited at the level weights there. Can you see anything beating Alligator Blood, Joel?
No, look,
he
should be pretty hard to beat, shouldn't he? I mean, he won the Caulfield Guineas until the last hop, didn't he? So he's going to be pretty hard to beat. There's a horse I don't mind, number 7, Battle Strike. Obviously, Ryan Maloney's chosen Alligator Blood, as you would. He's been riding Battle Strike. I thought he was good in the Winning Rupert, 1,200 metres. He's possibly just looking for a shade further now. That's the one little query, but Michael, right on, you lose nothing there. So he'd be the one I'd be looking at playing in exotics around the favourite.
Alrighty, I see Lubuck there. Chris Weller has got the New Zealand colours on. Is that his normal go?
No, but he's probably running in the Jockey Series race at Doomben on Friday.
Yeah, that would explain
that
it.
That old chestnut.
Yeah. Anyway, Nutter's numbers for the Gold Edition Plate Race 6, 1 Alligator Blood, 9 Caraja, 4 11-11, and 7 Battle Strike. You mentioned, Joel, the new race, the Roku Jin, the Gateway, worth $250,000. 4-year-olds only, level weights. Winner gets a free ticket into the Stradbroke, and, you'd think that whatever wins this would merit a place in the Stradbroke, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what else are you going to get at this time of the year? This is about what you're going to get for these 4-year-olds trying to get a run in a Stradbroke. Rainier, have we heard? I don't know what he's doing. He's in the...
Well, he's certainly not scratched.
Scratched deep anywhere, yeah. So obviously he's in the Villiers and he's in here as well. I think Vega 1 looks just about ready. Both runs have been good from wide gates, and now he gets Michael Rod from Barrier 2. Impressive, winning over the 1350 during the Winter Carnival, beating Multaja, and not just beating her, giving her a bit of a lesson that day. So, look, I think he's ready. Tambo's mate's obviously building a good record and coming along well. And Rainier and Outback Barbie look the other two. So I'd have Vega 1 on top from Tambo's mate, Outback Barbie, and Rainier.
And Nutter likes 2 Tambo's mate to beat 7 Rainier, 8 Outback Barbie, and 6 Socks Are Gone. Race 8 is the TAB Lochney Stakes. This is a listed race over 1,300.
Yeah, and it looks like Elvis going around again. I thought he might have been going for a spell after the gong in Kembla, but he's freshened, slightly freshened, back to the 1,300 of this. Look, I think two key hopes here, Miss Fabulous and Chapter and Verse. They were both excellent winners at their latest runs. Chapter and Verse should be better suited at Eagle Farm. I'm learning with the mare, Miss Fabulous. She's been a work in progress, this girl. She burst onto the scene and then didn't quite do things right in some big races as a three-year-old filly. She just needs good pace on and to be able to settle. So she's only up 100 metres. There should be still enough speed on, and she drops 4 kilos. No issue here with her measuring up against the boys. But gee, that last 100 metres last start was impressive. So, and that's what she can do if she settles and gets the race under suit. So I'm led her way from 5 Chapter and Verse. 2 I'm a Ripper. We'll press forward from a wide gate. Need a little bit of luck. And 13 Reckless Choice. I've always been a fan of his. He's very consistent. Back in distance is the query. He's more, probably more a miler. But if they go hard, he can be running on.
Nutter's numbers for the Lochney, race 8. 5 Chapter and Verse to beat 3 Looks Like Elvis. 7 Miss Fabulous and 13 Reckless Choice. Nutter's best, race 4, number 2 Maslow. Value bet, race 9, number 6 Best Guess. Well, the Masters Series is over at Ascot, and the bottom has fallen out of the fields over there. There is a listed race. It's a Perth Cup lead up, the GA Towton Cup, race 7 over 2200. BJ Likes Taxigano, number 1 to beat 3 Spiritual Warrior, 4 Forceful and 7 Friar Fox. Taxigano, his value bet on the Ascot program, his best, comes up in the fourth, and that is number 3, not to be missed. Earlier in the day, there's plenty of racing on over in New Zealand, including some group action at Tarapa.
Yeah, busy period over in New Zealand. Their Jockey Series race day today at Ellerslie. Jordan Childs and James Winks across to fly the international flag in that series. We've got Tarapa on Saturday, big day there, Waikato Cup and a couple of other group races. My best bet is Intrigue, race 9, number 7. Disappointed at stakes level last start. Much better than that, and was a real eye-catcher at this level at her previous run. And my value bet has pinned me down, race 8, number 9. Comes through that same stakes race as Intrigue, and just wasn't suited by the lack of tempo there, but her last 100 metres was good. I think she could just about be ready, having had the 3 runs under her belt. Awapuni, the other meeting. Best bet is Ala Loon, race 7, number 2. She was group 1 place as a 2-year-old, always showed stacks of talent. Might go on with it now that she's won her maiden. And value bet in the last, race 8, number 9, The Buzz. Fitter for 2 runs back from a spell. Does look a nice race for him to break through third up.
Okay, well, that takes us out for the preview podcast this week. One more before Christmas next week. Meanwhile, don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. And our best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel?
I'm going to go Adversary. I like the $9 or so on offer for him. So race 3, Flemington, number 2.
All right, well, I'll go each way my roughie. And that is Randwick, race 7, number 12, Aqua Divina. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. And we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.